Hello everyone, welcome to my podcast. I hope you guys are all having a great day, or you know, if you're not having a great day, that's okay too. I hope you're resting and taking care of yourself. Today I wanted to touch base on tips on how to get through a breakup. I'm not currently going through a breakup right now, but I did go through one last year around this time, and that was a very hard time in my life, but also almost beautiful because I saw the way that I could fight through something so painfully and come out of it strong. And I wouldn't say stronger, but I've definitely learned a lot from that situation, from that, like, you know, their experiences in life. And although that I wish that it didn't really happen the way it did, I am grateful for it happening, because I don't think that I'd be where I am today if, you know, I was still in that relationship. And it's not to like bash anybody, it's just I think that in life, you know, things are temporary. I would say everything is temporary, no matter what, because even if you have somebody, let's say they do stay till like forever is till like they die. That's how I think about it. I think that everything's temporary. So for me, it was okay. Like, I think that that person was in my life for a moment. They were there for the moments that I needed them to be there for. We had a strong bond, you know, that was like my best friend. So it did hurt a lot when we took different ways, you know, in our lives. But I noticed a lot of people, when they go through a breakup, you probably look up like, hey, how can I get this person back? But honestly, I wasn't looking that up. And maybe it was because of the way things ended. I didn't really feel like I wanted this person back into my life. Not that I didn't love them, but I don't think that I liked them anymore. It was just like, no, thank you. So I was really looking up, how do I get over someone? Like, that was my main goal. Like, I just wanted to get over it. And I knew that it was going to take time. But hey, how do I work towards getting over it in a quicker, you know, time, I guess you can say? And something that I read over and over and over again was no contact. No contact is the best way to go if you're going through a breakup. And yes, it's going to be hard. Mind you, this person I spoke to every single day for 5 years, since I was 17, and we broke up when I was 22. So it was like, it was a long time. Like, it was from like when I was a child to like getting into my adult life. So, you know, that was heavy on my heart. There was days where I couldn't get up. There was days where, like, I just was not okay. Like, come on, I just lost the person that I literally told everything to. And I was like, I just need to get over this. I really just want to be okay. So no contact was what I kept reading. So I'm like, okay, no contact. I removed that person from all my social medias. I didn't block them from my iMessage, but I think it's because there's still that hope that they will reach out. And, you know, that's okay. I don't think that's like a wrong thing. And I have enough self-control to know that I wasn't going to text him. So I just didn't block him on iMessage. But I did remove this person from everything else just because I needed the space to heal and to take my separate ways. It wasn't because I hated him. It wasn't because I had rage. Like, no, not even. Like, I literally forgave him and I just moved on gracefully. But I knew that in order to do that, I had to just completely remove myself from his world and remove him from my world. So I just took it as, you know, don't contact this person. And I didn't. I went through it. Did it hurt? Yes. But I think that it was the best decision that I made, because it really allowed me to focus on what was important and what was in front of me, instead of thinking about if he was gonna come back. Was that a hope? I don't think it lasted very long because of the way things ended. I'm very big on, if I don't feel wanted and respected, genuinely, I'm very loving and caring, but it's just like an ick. It turns me off. And I automatically go on like survival mode. So like, it was just like, I wouldn't want somebody in my life that's going to not treat me with respect. You know what I mean? Like, and not, it wasn't that it was disrespectful, it's just like the way things ended. I just feel like they could have been kinder, more loving, because, you know, we had a very good relationship. So it was just like, it was something that I wasn't not expecting, but in a way I think that I was. Like, I knew it was coming. But, you know, you're never prepared for these moments in your life. Like, when they come, and you just have to deal with them. Another tip besides no contact that I tried was, I started to read books that uplifted me, books that allowed me to learn things about myself and grow and focus on me. That's like, I think that's, I'm really big on that. I love to read. If you don't like to read, then that's, you know, that's different. But I think if you like to read, even if you don't like to read, just pick up a book that talks about self-love or anything, really. Self-love was a big thing that I kept reading over and over again when I was looking up how to get over a breakup. Self-love. Did I know what that meant? Absolutely not. No idea. I had no idea what does that even mean? Like, I thought that I loved myself, but honestly, I didn't. And I was able to learn how to love myself through this painful process because I told myself that I will never again allow someone to make me feel the way I did. Like, I never want to, like, sit there and feel so much agony because someone's leaving my life. I want to be okay. If someone walks away, then I want to be okay with that because I know that people's feelings change. I know that I'm not supposed to be everybody's choice. And I'm okay. I've, like, you know, I've come to the realization that if someone chooses to walk away from my life, then, you know, so be it. You can walk away and I will be okay because I know that if I got through that and that was like 5 years, like that's a lot. I can get through anything. Like, I wouldn't say that I will never love again the same way, but I guess you never really love the same way in life. I think that things are different, and not that I wouldn't want to love that deeply, but I almost wouldn't want to, just because I think I want a healthy love. I just don't think that was healthy. I think that I was very attached to this person, and there was nothing healthy about that. I just never want to feel that way again. I never want to be emotionally attached to anybody. If someone is in my life and I decide to love them, I want it to be out of, like, genuine love and not out of attachment. And I just don't want to be afraid to lose anybody. And that's just, like, how I see it. But, yeah, back on track. Self-love, you know, read books. I've always journaled. Like, that's, I've been big on that. But I started to journal every single day. Like, every single day. Like, I would count, like, day one of breakup, day two of breakup, day three. I don't know how far I got into, like, the days, but I was, like, day 81 of the breakup. You know, like, every single day I was journaling how I felt. And honestly, I think that really helped me because I was getting it out. Also, I know that it's very hard if you're doing no contact because you're going to want to text them. Like, you're going to want to text them. One tip that if I felt like I wanted to text them, I would either text a friend that I knew was going to be there for me and they're going to tell me don't do it. Or I would write it on my notes. Whatever I wanted to say to this person, I write it on my notes, or I would write it in my journal. And right after I did that, like, I didn't have the urge to text them, to reach out to them. So I think that if you're going through something like a breakup and you're struggling with no contact, do that, honestly. And I think that would help. That helped me, at least. Also, another tip is go out, go make new friends. Excuse me. I made so many friends that summer. I literally just branched out. I was going to the beach. I was taking trips to New York. I took a trip to Florida. Like, I was doing it all. I was not going to sit here and let anybody make me feel less than. I was like, I'm enough. And I'm going to do everything that I've never done before. So I just went and, like, I got out of my comfort zone. I got out of my shell. Mind you, I was starting school in September. So I told myself that I had to obviously not be completely healed, because honestly, I think that I'm just starting to really, really, truly let it go. So it wasn't that I wanted to be, like, over him by September, but I really wanted to be okay by September. Like, I wanted to be able to breathe and, you know, branch out and just do my life in college. So yeah, I set that goal for myself. So by September, best believe I was ready to go. I was ready to go to school, live there. I was just ready to do my life, and it worked. But I put so much work into it. But don't let that make you think like, oh, in like 5 months she just got over it. I didn't. I was still crying here and there. I would still think about it here and there. And the thing is, like, I think that when something hurts me very badly, I kind of dissociate, which is, I say it's not a good thing, but it's just the way I cope. I can't really help it. So as soon as we broke up, I forgot what, like, he looked like. I forgot what he felt like. I forgot his voice. I honestly dissociated so bad that, like, if you ask me what did your relationship feel like, I would tell you I have no idea. And that was just the way that my brain and my body protects me, because it was really something that hurt. So in order for me to protect myself, that's what I did. So later on, obviously you can't dissociate forever, so like it starts to come up. So yes, I was okay by September, but I would get a glimpse of it here and there, and it would hurt, but that's okay though, because I needed to feel that in order to release it and let it go from my body and my mind. So I think it's okay to use whichever coping mechanism you want, but just make sure that at the end of the day, you are feeling those feelings when they arise. When they come, cry it out. When they come, do whatever it takes for you to get over the situation. And do not hold on to the hope that they're going to come back. Please don't do that to yourself. I think that's just like so bad for you. I say let it go. Say they're not coming back. If they did come back, cool. If that's what you want, awesome. But do not go around thinking that they're going to come back, because I think that's just going to create more damage and more hurt, and you're not ever going to truly get through that moment. So that's just my two cents on that. I can talk about this forever and ever, but if you're going through a breakup, just take it a day at a time. Take deep breath. Meditation, yoga, stretching your body, working out, those are all great things. Drink water. Honestly, just be graceful with yourself. Just be gentle. Find things that you love to do and go do them. Pick up a new hobby. Call up an old friend. Like, anything to do to get it over it. And then obviously take those days that are too heavy and just relax. Lay there calm and just take it a day at a time. And just know that healing is not linear. So you might feel like today, wow, I'm getting through it, and then you might feel like tomorrow your world is falling apart and they just left. There is not a timeline where you have to be 100% okay. I think that you need to take your time and don't let anybody rush your healing process. Just take your time. Things are going to work out the way that things are supposed to work out. Everything's going to work out the way it's supposed to work out. My favorite affirmation to say lately is like, I am exactly where I'm supposed to be at the right time, at the right place, everything. Like, it is okay to be where I am right now. And I am where I'm supposed to be. There's nothing wrong with where I am right now. And yes, things might be difficult and maybe they're not. But the moment is now. And just let the universe do its thing and let go of control. The only thing that you have control over is the way you react to things in yourself. So just have control over your feelings, have control over your mind and your body. Everything else will fall into place. And everything else that you want to have control over, let it go. You don't have, you know, like, you cannot control people's minds, you know, you cannot control what people do, but you can control the way you react to what people think, the way you react to the way people do, like, do things, treat you. You have control over that. Never allow yourself to step down to someone's level and, like, you know, be the bigger person for yourself. Not for anybody, but for yourself. Because at the end of the day, you're going to feel okay and you're going to see that you're going to be okay and that you do not need nothing. You don't need nothing that doesn't want you. Like, that's another big affirmation. Like, I do not want the things that do not want me. I only attract the things that want me. Because why would you want anybody that doesn't want to be with you? Why would you want anybody that doesn't want to stay? Why would you want anybody that doesn't put the effort to be with you? If someone cannot see you for who you are, then move on, because somebody else will. And not only will somebody else will, see that in yourself. See that you're worth it. See that you're honorable, that you are loving, that you're kind, that you are caring, and you are worthy of literally all good things. So I'm gonna leave you with this last thing. I hope you have a wonderful day. Do not forget that you are worth it and that you deserve all the good things that the universe has to offer. I hope you have a good day, and I hope you enjoy this podcast, and see you in my next podcast.